when you mention Emeril Lagasse, Kick It Up a Notch and Bam come to mind. Those signature, somehow flavor-imbuing television moves that he perfected on his Food Network shows, Emeril Live and Essential Emeril. You also think Creole and Cajun, all those flavors of Louisiana. Well, it's ironic because Emeril grew up in Massachusetts. His first job was at 10 in a Portuguese bakery, which ultimately led him to turn down a full scholarship in percussion at the New England Conservatory of Music. Instead, it was straight to a culinary program at Johnston & Wales. He joins us today with his latest book, Essential Emeril. Emeril, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
So we love to talk essential recipes here at the Splendid Table. We've done this whole series called Key 3, where we ask chefs and good cooks the three recipes that they think every cook should know. So I'm going to cut to the chase. What are your three?
Well, I would say probably number one would be pâté choux, to either make profiteroles or to make gougères. I think understanding that is important.
So it's an essential dough.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think a basic bread dough is also very important, whether it's something as simple as pizza or a basic white bread dough that you can proof and understand that I think is important. And then I would think probably the technique of making an emulsion. I think that people get a little freaked out about making an emulsion, and it's really just, really whisking it and doing it slow.
Like a salad dressing, a vinaigrette is an emulsion.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So I think those three stick with.
That's interesting. No one has mentioned those three before. It's a first for us. Now, the book contains more of your essentials, as you call them, and one of them that I found really, really interesting was the chow mein sandwich. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Well, I grew up in Fall River, Massachusetts, and this particular recipe was really a memory, as most of the book is, a memory of, my journey.
Mm-hmm.
And part of my journey was growing up on these chow mein sandwiches from a place called Me Sums, which is still there. And every time I visit Fall River, I have to go to Me Sums and get one of those chow mein sandwiches.
So it's literally chow mein that is in a hamburger bun? Is that?
In a hamburger bun. And they would wrap them in this wax paper,
mm-hmm.
and you would get them in a paper bag. And I can remember when they used to be three for a dollar, and you'd buy a bunch of them and take them home. And the more that you waited, the soggier that they got.
And the better, right?
Yeah. Me Sums.
Me Sums. I was surprised to see you dedicate this book to Charlie Trotter. Tell us about who he was for you.
Well, Charlie was not only one of my best friends, but he was one of my best pals to cook with, and we did a lot of cooking and a lot of traveling together. We really explored a lot of parts of the world together to learn, and one that's in the book is a journey that we had together when we went to see Freddy Giraudet in Crissier, Switzerland. Freddy Giraudet was a Swiss chef who had this restaurant in Crissier, Switzerland for many, many years. He ran the restaurant with his mom and a really incredible, talented maitre d'. And so many times Charlie and I and some friends would make the journey over there. So Charlie was not only, like I said, my best friend and, we did a lot of cooking together, but he was a brother. He was, as I say in the book, a passionate explorer. He was certainly a scholar. He was a perfectionist. He was near genius and ran an incredible restaurant in Chicago. I think that really put Chicago first kind of on the map for grand
mm-hmm.
cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's well missed.
You talk about a lot of your chef friends in this book. People who have influenced you, like Mario.
That's what Essential Emeril really is. It's not really a memoir, but it's sort of a journey, 30 years, the last 30 years, of how it's evolved. I mean, I couldn't put everything in the book, and mm-hmm. I couldn't put everyone in the book. But there are people like Mario Batali, who mm-hmm. has sort of inspired me. There's a very unique pasta dish that I sort of did my version for him. Larry Forgione, who was certainly a chef that inspired me at a very young age. Before I started at Commander's Palace, back when he was at the River Cafe, he became a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
how
you know,
old
later,
were you then, Emeril?
In my young 20s.
Mm-hmm. You know, you were talking about traveling with Charlie. Is there a food, a culinary trip that you haven't taken yet that you're excited to make?
I haven't spent a lot of time in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more the other side of the pond.
Mm-hmm.
So I've spent a lot of time, obviously, in France and Italy and Greece and Portugal and Spain. So, you know, my influences and my style, you know, which is a bit rustic, certainly bold, I think is because not only my heritage and growing up and how I was influenced at home, but certainly how I was schooled and where I studied and where I visit is more of those particular areas of the world. So it's more, you know, it's more the mortar for me. You know, I just had a trip to Greece, and I experienced some wonderful food there. I would like to go to Australia again. I think it's a pretty interesting part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But that's exactly how food is. Like, I would never ever think, and I have some good friends that are Greek, and I really never really thought much about their cuisine and culture, et cetera. And then all of a sudden, I had a recent trip there, and I was blown away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was blown away how every island has a little bit different influence than the next, and the style and, you know, and the technique. I find it fascinating. But that's how I approach food. You know, I'm always very well open-minded. I believe that, you know, you should learn something every day or you're cheating yourself. And so that's how I sort of approach it. I'm, you know, as I'm getting older and things evolve, my style just continues to keep getting probably a little simpler because I'm more ingredient and soil driven than I am about stuff being cute on a plate, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Emeril Lagasse's book is Essential Emeril. He left us with that recipe for Fall River Chow Mein. Find it at splendidtable.org.